Heaven 610 WAGG and Heaven 100.1 FM. It's that time of the week when we confer with the NFL insider. And first, I have to tell you, I gained a gain on him. I'm only 11 games back. I want to welcome the NFL insider. How you doing?
Wait a minute. You gained a game. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm only 11 games out now.
I really can't tell because, you know, I'll have to look at my official stats because I'm supposed to be getting me stats going on with now. And I'm beginning to think this is, you know, Wisconsin or somewhere.
Oh, no. We ain't like that now. Uh-uh. But let's go to the first game. It's tonight. You got Philadelphia undefeated. Jalen Hurts in Houston.
Well, this team is strong right now. The East is definitely reared its head. Houston has struggled, played some tough games, but it's the NFL. Anything can happen, but not this weekend. Got to go with Philly one more week.
I would do the same. Let's go to Sunday. You got Los Angeles in the ATL.
Well, which Los Angeles team?
That's the Chargers. Like, we changed the Chargers on you last night. The Chargers.
Hold on a second, my brother. This is not, this ain't Soldier Story where you changing the Chargers on me. I mean, so my name is not Denzel, brother. You changed the Chargers and all that. DJ, they said some things just don't seem to be the way they. We'll get off the Soldier Story. Let me get back to the picks. You said it's the Chargers in the ATL. Well, you know, Marcus Mariota has given these boys a little life. I'm shocked that they're actually up there for the division lead. So this is a pretty interesting game. Chargers are coming off of another tough game, and they're on the road, but I'm going to go with the Chargers.
I would do the same. I would not pick a man on this one.
What? I mean, but you just said you – wait a minute. I thought you
– No, I would go with the Chargers as well. Miami's in Chicago taking on the Bears.
Well, the Bears have shown some life. Miami, looks like they've got Tua back. Going to be a great game. Miami playing, well, Miami picked a good time to play because the weather is still cooperative for them. I'm going to take Miami on the road.
I agree. So far, we're agreeing on everything. You got the Arizona Cardinals in Cincinnati taking on Joe Burrows and the guys.
Well, yeah, that's right. It's Joe Burrow and the guys, because without his star receiver, it's just Joe Burrow and the guys. Not Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals and their star receiver. After what I saw against Cleveland, Cincinnati's going to have to show me something. I'm not going with them this week.
You going with Carolina?
Yes.
Okay. I would definitely put you down for that one because I will take the Cincinnati Bengals. You got Green Bay in Detroit.
Ooh, now this is a good old-fashioned rivalry game here. Green Bay, in Detroit. Detroit would love nothing better than to finally rub it in Aaron Rodgers' face. And he just might do it. You know what? I'm going to go with the Lions.
I am happy to hear that because I'm going to take Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Indianapolis in New England.
I'm not sure what is going on with the Indianapolis Colts. I just can't figure them out. But anybody that goes to New England has to deal with Belichick. He's proven to be like the 12th man on defense. I'm going to go with the Patriots.
I would do the same. Here's an interesting matchup. You got Buffalo in the Meadowlands taking on the Jets from New York.
Ooh, this is a little battle of New York State here. I don't know. The Jets have been playing well, but it's hard to stop this Buffalo juggernaut. I'm going to have to go with the Bills now. I think they're ready.
I definitely will go with Buffalo. I'm not taking New York.
Well, you don't have to say anything else. I mean, because you've been wrong a number of occasions this year, so we don't need you to add that that little soliloquy that you every time we pick one of these teams.
Okay, you got Minnesota in D.C. taking on the Washington football team.
Oh, yes, this is a good old reunion. Old Kirk Cousins is coming back. And against, I can't say this is his team because now this is now the Commanders. When he left, they were a team with another name. And so he would love nothing better than to put that virtual pitchfork right in him. Yeah, I think that's what he wants to do. I think that's what he's going to do. Yeah, I'm going with the Vikings.
I would do the same. Here's the Las Vegas Raiders in Jacksonville.
Well, you know what? I mean, I've been watching these Raiders every time I want to give them some love, like I did last week. I started to call the witness protection plan to see if there, any of them were there. I didn't see them, so... what I'm going to say is I can't go with the Raiders again this week. I just can't do it.
So you're taking Jacksonville?
Yes, I am, sir.
I would definitely take the Raiders. You got Seattle in Arizona.
Well, you know, Geno Smith, I didn't think he was – looks like he's resurrected his career. In Seattle, so it looks like this might be a good situation for him. However, he is traveling to Arizona. I'm not sure if that team is ready to travel. Arizona, they have all the tools. They have everything, but they just can't seem to get over the hump. But I'm going to give Arizona the nod this week.
I'm happy to hear that because I definitely will be taking Seattle. You got the Rams in Tampa Bay taking on Tom Brady.
Wow. At one point, these were two teams that we thought we'd see, vying for a Super Bowl. And now we have two teams that are struggling. And the loser of this game is in serious trouble. So, having said that... I think Tom Brady is in serious trouble. That's why I'm going with the Rams.
I would do the same because I don't think Tampa Bay is healthy enough right now. Tennessee is at Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium.
Well, it doesn't matter where they play. I mean, this right now is firing on all cylinders. They're ready to do whatever they're ready to take on whoever now. Buffalo gave them a little taste of that, so now they're ready to jumpstart this thing. Kansas City, there's Kansas City, there's Buffalo. Well, there's Buffalo, there's Kansas City, and then there's everybody else.
So you going with
the Chiefs, Kansas City?
Okay, well, we both would do that. Monday night game, you got Baltimore at New Orleans.
Yeah, New Orleans.
From that NFC South, tough South division.
Well, I don't know how tough it is, but I mean, they are playing in your old stomping grounds, Jay, how did you like your etouffee, Jay, when you were down there?
Oh, I guess it's all right. I mean, it's like, you know, it ain't like I frequent that area that much, but I've been there.
Oh, what I'm talking about. I mean, it's okay, brother, if you dabble in that, it's okay. The listeners want to know. So, you know, next time, celebration, somebody might bring you some. I think this is going to be a tough game. Saints actually are looking pretty good. I don't know, Jay. I'm going to say the Saints, I think.
I'm doing the Saints as well, coming from that division, that tough division. I think they will pull it out. I think that's an upset there, and I think they're going to have the gumbo just right for Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. So,
well, wait a minute. Let me think about that again now, because, you know, Lamar did go to one of them southern schools. He knows a little bit about gumbo, too. Wait a minute. Let me think about this. Will they be able to contain him? And he will be inside. And this will be like a little track meet going on here. You know what? I'm going to let you have the NFC. I'm going with the Ravens. I'm going to switch.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, because I definitely will take New Orleans. And I think, like your folks say in the Carolinas, the gumbo will be ready. They're going to have it. But on another note, after Georgia was robbed by this committee, you got Georgia hosted Tennessee this Saturday.
Let's back up on that for a second, because the committee actually got it right when we look at the level of competition that Tennessee played versus the level of competition that Georgia played. I mean, in 1 week, y'all played the team you played that, I think it was a Division II school. And they put up on almost 28 points on y'all. And I was like, wow, if they can do that, then, you know, that's what they're looking at. They're looking at the strength of schedule.
So who you predict will win this week? You got Tennessee in the Hedges in Athens taking on the Bulldogs.
Oh, there's no doubt that Tennessee is going to win this game. The only question is, how much is Tennessee going to win by?
Okay, well, I tell you like this. I like Tennessee. The quarterback is phenomenal now. He's a great quarterback. But Georgia in the Hedges will defend a title against Tennessee.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard him wobble just then. He does a lot of that. You know, I mean, before it was the unstoppable, unbelievable, immovable object, irresistible force known as the Georgia Bulldogs. And now, you're going to see a little shine. And the people in Georgia now looking at you, Jay, saying, hey, listen, man, country boy will be ready.
All right, NFL Insider, we'll check with you next week. Have a good one.